Hi, everybody, and welcome once again to Ivy English. I'm Karen.
And I'm Wesley.
Today is April 28th, and we're on page 78 in your magazines. Today we have a new TOEIC practice lesson for you, and we're going to have a little conversation.
好，今天我们有一个新多益的情境试题攻略，我们会有一个小小的对话。
And there's something kind of interesting about this conversation. The first time I read it, I thought it was a bit blunt.
啊，那这个blunt 就是有点唐突那种感觉。
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's, they're speaking very directly and not adding a lot of polite expressions.
嗯哼，好 ,B-L-U-N-T, 好 ,blunt. 啊，那他们唐突意思就是他们很直接的讲，然后没有很多表示应该表示有礼貌的，或者你要请别人做事情，你可能会讲的礼貌一点啊，等等那种感觉都没有，所以可能他们是很熟的人，
讲得很直，讲得很白。
Yeah,
yeah. So when I saw that, I was a little surprised. But in fact, when you see this, it tells you about the relationship between the two speakers.
嗯哼，好，但是呢，其实就像你看到这样对话，其实你可以感觉到这两个人啊，这对话者他们之间的关系啊，应该是相当的，最少要很熟了。Yeah.
So before we say any more about it, we'll give you the instructions, and then when we read the conversation, I want you to pay special attention to this point. I want you to try and imagine what the relationship is between the two speakers.
好，所以我们等一下开始看对话的时候呢，啊，请各位一边听一边想象一下这两个人之间大概是什么样的关系。啊，这个很重要，大家不要觉得这很容易吧？其实你要从英文的语气里面，你要听得出来啊，他们之间关系。因为如果不是，如果说今天他们是不是很熟的人的话，他们绝对不是会，他们绝对不会这样讲话。
Don't give them too many answers before we start, Wesley.
Okay, okay.
So we're going to read the instructions now, and then we'll go to the conversation. This is part 7, reading comprehension. Directions. In this part, you will read a selection of texts, such as magazine and newspaper articles,letters and advertisements. Each text is followed by several questions. Select the best answer for each question and mark the letter A, B, C, or D on your answer sheet. Now it says several questions. Several in this case is only two.
啊，所以这个地方讲到这个在这一部分呢，你会读到 a selection of texts 啊，就是一些选文，可能是杂志，可能是报纸的文章，也可能是信，可能是广告。那他说，每一个 text is followed by 它后面都有 several questions， 有几个问题。那不过在我们这里呢，这个 several 其实就是二啊，就是两个问题啦啊。然后呢，要你选择 the best answer 最好的答案。For each question, 然后呢 mark the letter, 你要标示这个字母和